In Northwest News on 88.5 FM, reminders of the growing heroin epidemic in the Northwest can be found in parks, alleyways, front yards, and school playgrounds. We're talking about the used needles that addicts leave behind. People trying to keep their neighborhoods clean don't want to rely on government agencies to pick up syringes. They're doing this work themselves. KPLU's Jennifer Wing meets up with a man who keeps watch over two parks in his North Seattle neighborhood.
A few years ago, Mike Quadra began to notice used needles laying around his neighborhood.
I just started to see them everywhere, in alleyways and little parks and the bright orange caps.
The orange cap is from a syringe. This means the slender piece of plastic about 3 inches long with a white plunger and a needle, or a sharp, is somewhere nearby. Licton Springs and Mineral Springs Parks are the two places Quadra keeps an eye on. He doesn't have kids, but he hates the idea of a child or a pet getting accidentally pricked. So once every few weeks, he goes out on the hunt for hazards. One recent afternoon, I walk with Quadra in Mineral Springs Park. It's full of tall bushes, lots of private spaces. We talk with our heads bowed down, scanning the grass and wood chips, looking.
I just kind of wander around. It's usually in any type of place that will maybe shelter them from the view of the street. And other times, I just found them in the street, across from a playground, just in the gutter, across from a playground. So people are tossing them out of their cars.
We spot a needle wedged at the base of a stack of small logs. Quadra would reach in and grab it if he had his gloves. A few steps away, there's another needle on the ground. Quadra pulls out his trash picker.
So I'm picking it up and putting in this sharps container. Yeah, it's probably 30 in there now. It'll hold like 200.
When the plastic box is full, he'll either take it to a transfer station or to a needle exchange center. The needles are biohazardous waste and will be incinerated. When Quadra does this work, he follows a specific protocol that he learned from a man named Joe Tinsley.
I'm the syringe service manager for the Public Health Seattle King County Needle Exchange Program. Our primary customer base are people who are injecting drugs. The main drug that folks are injecting here in Seattle and King County is heroin, so heroin users.
Lately, Tinsley has been getting requests from people like Mike Quadra to talk to community groups about how to handle the needles they find in their neighborhoods. He has a list he hands out called Important Points for Picking Up Sharps.
I always tell people to never pick anything up with their bare hands.
Wear gloves. Latex are good. Thick leather is even better. And stay as far away from the needles as possible.
If you can, if you have some sort of a tool, like tweezers or tongs, something that gives you a little bit of distance from the syringe.
Wear closed-toed shoes and put the needles in a hard plastic container, but don't hold the container as you put the needles in.
Putting it on the ground or on a hard surface so that it doesn't slip out of your hands or tip over.
Put the syringe in point first into the container.
Something that is also good to do is go slow.
Even though people throughout the Northwest are noticing more dirty needles on the streets, a lot of drug users are disposing of them properly. Last year, the Needle Exchange Program in King County collected just under 7 million syringes. It's a number that's been creeping up each year. Tinsley says every day at his clinic, people from all walks of life, rich, poor, black, white, Latino, come in to unload their used syringes and pick up clean ones.
It's not uncommon to have somebody that's, you know, sort of the stereotypical homeless-looking person standing right next to somebody in the suit and tie on their lunch break doing their exchange, which just sort of shows you the spectrum of the folks that we see.
Back at Mineral Springs Park, Mike Quadra says sometimes there are so many needles, it's as if someone walked around sowing seeds in a garden. On this day, not so much. He collects one.
That's a good day.
After learning more about the heroin epidemic and cleaning up after users' highs, Quadra believes in an idea he thought he'd never support: opening injection sites, spaces where addicts can shoot up with healthcare workers on hand to prevent overdoses.
It keeps users alive so they can seek treatment.
But he knows there are plenty of challenges to opening such a place.
Where is it needed the most? And what neighborhood's going to accept it? And where are we going to find the funding for it?
Later this month, a report is coming out that will offer a current snapshot of drug addiction in King County. Preliminary data show that for the first time ever, the number of admissions, how many times people check into treatment centers to try and kick heroin, surpassed the number of admissions for alcohol addiction. Jennifer Wing, KPLU News.